The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Which has got very little time left. Ball bobbling around. Chance for Guthrie. He couldn't take it. Simpkin will bang the Kangaroos into attack, and that is Siren. And the Cats have come away with a 33-point win and pick up their sixth victory of season 2020. Enjoy the song, Cat fans.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played, at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Gardenia Park.
The Cats by 7 points at quarter time, 18 at halftime after kicking one goal, 6-1 behind. They were up by 27 at three-quarter time, and after the Kangaroos got back to within 15 points with a Jared Polek goal at the 17-minute mark, goals to Duncan, Menegola and Stanley saw the ruse off for the Cats to pick up a 33-point win, 13-12-90 to 9-3-57.
So stand up and fight, remember our tradition. Stand up and fight, it's always our ambition.
Oh, Cat fans will be loving that. The not often heard second verse of We Are Geelong.
It's like some scriptures that have just crossed in from the sea.
Fantastic. That Stand Up and Fight Like Hell is actually, that verse is actually quite good. It got sung there for a while. I think we need to bring it back.
No one knew the words, so they canned it, did they?
Yeah, I think so. It's fantastic. It's a bit like the second verse of Advanced Australia Fair. There is one, but nobody knows
it. How long ago did the Cats singing that verse?
Apparently through the 90s at one stage. Might have been late 90s, Neildy.
I'm going with late 90s.
Late 90s.
Wasn't around the early to mid.
Somebody will confirm it for me, but I reckon there was
somebody
a time there.
Somebody knows everything.
Somebody will tell me that at some stage the Cats were singing both versions. I'm not sure whether we can tap into Tom Hawkins post-game. We can't do that for Geelong Marine. Well, 13-12-90, Geelong North Melbourne, 9-3-57. So the Cats have got the Saints on Monday night and Port Adelaide in 9 days on a Friday night, August 14th, at Metricon Stadium.
The crowd just still going.
Absolutely loving it. Fantastic performance from the Cats. They've enjoyed that.
They've gone berserk.
Do you reckon they know the game's over?
I don't think they do.
So Melbourne and Adelaide about to start. Simon Quinn, who's got a sense of humour. You blokes right to call the Crows D's. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, we'll just roll straight in. Thanks, Simon.
So with that result, the Cats, I'm just waiting to see what the ladder update tells us, but the Cats will jump to either third or fourth, depending on percentage.
Just off the KFC Twitter too, King. I think Ali sums it up well. It says, North were terrible. Good work by the Kittens. Oh, they did enough to win the Cats.
They were less terrible.
But, I mean, there's games throughout the year where you've just got to find a way to win. If that was against a good team playing well, I don't think the Cats would have been in the ballpark. But North Melbourne are sort of, I'm not sure where they're at North, but they're struggling. And Geelong were able to hold them at bay and win. They won by six goals. So any six-goal win in the AFL is a good one. But there was still plenty to work on for the Cats.
We were all enamoured by North Melbourne after they won in round one, beat St Kilda. Beat the Giants first game back 2-0, and everybody's thinking, oh, gee, this North Melbourne side's pretty good.
And they've won, what, one?
One.
One of their since, last seven. Seven.
One since.
One of the last eight, isn't it?
No, one of the last eight. Yes, actually, it is now.
One of eight. Yeah, it's not, clearly that's not good. Where are they? 17th, I
presume. They are, a bit higher than that.
Who's below them besides the Crows?
Haven't won.
Melbourne, Fremantle, and Sydney.
Whoa.
So the other thing, too, is North, I think, have two first-round draft picks this year. So it's probably not the year to have. Well, I mean, it's good to have them, but without the exposed form, Geelong are the other side that have got three first-round draft picks. So they're going to have to...
That's right. They'll be right. They'll know what they can.
Oh, I know they will, but it just opens up. We've spoken about before that Smokey, that Andrew Mackey-type player, isn't going to be there this year.
Correct.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Happy to take your calls, 52-232-955, and give us your thoughts, Cat fans, on the performance tonight, and maybe even help Mark Neild with the Steamatic standout. Unfortunately, we can't get into the Geelong rooms to bring you the song, but I'm sure the boys will belt it out with gusto. And
get that crowd to sing it.
Well, maybe.
They seemed like they wanted something to do.
We'd still have a couple of Routley's Party Faves boxes to give away.
We have heaps of callers. Why don't you give them at the start?
Because we share it. We wait and see. It's,
is it, well, Lenny Kravitz is already...
Have you ordered one for Ben for next Monday or Friday, whenever it is?
52232955. Want to hear from you, Cat fans. 52232955. And hopefully speaking soon with one of the victorious Cats. So actually, we might be able to grab the song here. You just might be, here we go. Oh, no. It's fortunately, our reception down in the Geelong rooms, not fantastic, but been working on that. So well done to the Cats, a 33-point win, 13-12-90 to 9-3-57. Back shortly. Live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralili.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. I believe we're speaking shortly with Cam Guthrie about tonight's performance. Just waiting for word to go down into the victorious Geelong rooms. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. City to Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Chris has joined us on the line. Chris, thanks for your call.
Yeah, g'day guys. Great call tonight. I thought Cam Guthrie played good. So did Sam Menegola and Tom Hawkins played good. And so did Myers. He also played good.
Yeah, you're not far from the mark there, Chris, with your summation of players who contributed to the cause tonight. Cam Guthrie's last month has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's been probably nearly career best. And if there's always sort of been a knock on Cam, is that the gap between his best and his worst was pretty large at times. And this year he's been able to be consistent. And the one thing I noticed early on in the year was that he was staying involved with pressure and tackling tonight. And that's probably then gone to another level. He's getting the ball a lot more. And yeah, he and Menegola have led the charge. And we spoke about it at halftime that it's not Dangerfield and Selwood at the top of the tree. And usually when Geelong win by six goals, it's those two you're reading out as the first two names in terms of disposals. It's Guthrie at 29, Menegola at 28, Fogarty at 23, Jack Stephen, who obviously is a veteran, at 21, and Mitch Duncan at 20. So Selwood and Dangerfield nowhere to be seen in the top half of disposals for the Cats, which I think is a real positive. You want, against the good side, you want them to be playing well, but those other guys now around them are getting the confidence to do the job, and that's what the Cats need if they're going to be there at the pointy end.
Wendy's joined us on the line. Hello, Wendy.
How you going? Look, I've been following the Cats since Nelson lost his optic. I just have one question that you guys may be able to answer.
We'll try our best.
When will someone realise that four short hand passes can be intercepted four times and one good kick can only be intercepted once?
Wendy, look, yes, we agree. I think most people have worked it out. There were some good examples tonight. When the Cats got space, when they get the ball into space, they do like to go long, and it works time and time again, particularly when Tommy Hawkins was down there tonight. And I'm sure you would have liked his work when he gets a chance to get one out. Yeah. And even Dangerfield. Yeah. If they can't find that space, but North Melbourne did have a couple of purple patches where they used that pressure to hem them in, but you're quite right. I'm with you. If the midfielder gets himself in some space, just look forward, get it in quickly, get it into Tom Hawkins, and the little guys can get it. Yeah, no, you're a good judge, Wendy. Thank you for the call.
Wendy, what was that expression you used since Nelson, what happened to him?
Nelson lost his optic.
Oh, I haven't heard that one before.
That's a long, long time ago.
No, we love all those old expressions. How's the knitting going?
Oh, sure.
You haven't had any orders, have you?
And I'm not taking any more orders.
You've run out of wool.
Oh, stop it.
Come on, we've got to give something to Wendy. Come on, Kiki.
Wendy, you can have the Routley's Party Faves box, thanks to our friends at Routley's.
No, please, I don't need anything. I'm so embarrassed.
No. Look, this is good for isolation. 12 party pies, 6 party sausage rolls, 6 party chef potato tops, 3 party quiche Lorraine's, 3 party spinach quiches. So all yours.
Wendy, you won't have to shop for the duration of lockdown.
So you can pick up a Routley's Footy Super Special. 12 heated home party pies for $12. Thank you for your call, Wendy. Glad you've tuned in. Have a good night. Cam Guthrie is about to join us from down in the Geelong rooms.
Can you explain why we're laughing with Wendy about her orders?
Well, she rang in, I think it was the Gold Coast game.
Yes.
What were we discussing?
No, I don't think we can. Are we allowed to say it?
Was she knitting those particular teams?
Yeah, she was knitting something.
Is that Wendy?
Yeah, so
I'll give her more prizes.
Yes.
Ben. She does make a good point, though, about those. I know sometimes you have to handball because you're in close, but often it's telegraphed, that handball. And we saw it a couple of times last week, particularly late in the game. Geelong got done with the telegraphed handball that got intercepted.
If you're in space and you've got your shoulders towards the goal and you can kick it and get a deep entry, just take the kick.
Yeah, I agree. But good call from Wendy. So she'll be up all night knitting.
Talking about also earlier, we had some calls. Kerry took home the Routley's Party Faves box, and Tara is also going to take home the Routley's Party Faves box as well. But we're happy to take more of your calls, 52232955. We're just trying to track down Cam Guthrie down in the victorious Geelong rooms. But we have posed the question on Twitter, as we always do, Benny. We just asked Cat fans for their thoughts. Adrian Mancini for KFC, this is, of course. KFC still open and frying. Very little pressure. Adrian Mancini, good win and did enough. Fogarty, great second half. Good to see more sharing of the load. Paul Marinelli, very little pressure from our opponents. Just tick her off. But 6 wins, 4 losses after 10 games, 7 to play. And one of the men of the moment tonight, he was absolutely outstanding in the Cats midfield. Racked up plenty of Kerr's higher possessions, but also had an influence on the contest as well. I do speak of the great 29 in Cam Guthrie. Cam Kingy in the K-Rock Hub, along with Benny Cass and Neildy. Well done on the win tonight. Just some nervous moments in the last quarter as maybe some tired legs set in.
Hello, boys. Yeah, a little bit, mate. I did a little bit of media before you guys, and I kind of said that I think we kind of could have put them away a little bit earlier. And by saying that, I don't mean to be disrespectful to the Kangaroos at all, but I thought we missed a few chances going forward that we might usually take. So, it took a little bit longer.
Surely Mitch Duncan gets called out for absolutely burning Sammy Simpson in the goal square.
I didn't get a great view of that one, mate.
I reckon that might come up in the review just for a laugh for the boys, because we think Mitch might have, on the way, have gone, I've got Sammy, I'm trying to get it to him, but the kick just had too much carry on it and went left. But you got the job done. Talk to us about preparing for a game off 4 days. It's the first time you've had a 4-day break between matches and had to travel across the country as well. Can you take us through what it was like for you, and I suppose making sure you've got the body ready to go again for another 100 minutes of footy?
Yeah, definitely, mate. It didn't involve a lot of training, I'll tell you that much. We kind of usually have a few sessions during the week, a skills session and the main session, but you basically don't have time for that. So throwing a full kind of day of flying with the time difference and I guess the in-flight time, and you miss a fair bit. And then yesterday kind of just jumped into a light kind of captain's run, as we call it, some skills and plenty of recovery throughout. We've been looked after well by a few recovery centres on the Gold Coast. So it's a little bit about managing your bodies, but also about managing the team. I think we brought 5 fresh guys in this week, so I think you'll continue to see a bit of that. And it's an interesting challenge. I'm enjoying it. Hopefully I can keep playing through and we can keep winning games.
Cam, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Did I see vision of the boys at some sort of spa arrangement?
Some sort of what, sorry, mate?
Some sort of spa arrangement? I thought I saw Big Sav getting his nails done or something.
Nah. A few boys in the massage chairs, I think you might have seen. That was pretty sick. But, I guess we have to try everything. 4 days is not done very often, if ever. So we're definitely not going to die wondering with that kind of thing.
We've only got another 4 before we play again. So your brother, great to have him in the team. And, you know, he joined the club of the players who kicked their first goal when they're not trying to kick their first goal. It was unbelievable.
it was good, mate. Yeah, no, it's pretty special playing with Zach. Definitely a highlight of my career so far. He's kind of bided his time at VFL level and this year, I guess, practice game level, if you want to call it that. But all the guys that came in tonight did a really good job. And I think our depth is going to be super important.
What about you? You're arguably in career best form, or at least most consistent of your career. You're great against the Eagles again tonight. You've had 29, 6 clearances, which was a team high, 3 tackles and 7 inside 50s, which was also a team high. What do you put your form down to and your consistency of form?
It's a great question. I'm not too sure, mate. I'm just trying to go out and do my best for the team every week. I think I've got a few opportunities this year through injury and Pat spending a little bit time, a bit more time forward, which kind of frees up a little bit of ball to be won, I guess you could say. But I mean, it's just a combination of being on a list for 10 years and learning as I kind of go, and the body feeling really good as well. So, mate, hopefully I can just keep contributing, and we'll keep winning the next few games and look ahead to finals.
171st game for you tonight. I don't want to go back 1 week, but you took a screamer last week and then got run down from behind. That was two highlights in one there for you, but the mark was a cracker.
Yeah, I don't get up there too often, so it was nice for that one to stick. I wish I could have that play on back. That was pretty important time of the game, and I'm still kicking myself, but... yeah, mate, hopefully I can do it again soon. We'll see.
Are you missing golf?
Mate, hopefully I can get out tomorrow. It's been a while. We definitely have some downtime now that we're kind of on the Gold Coast and a little bit more settled, so a few of the guys will get out and do their thing. That kind of 2 weeks in quarantine in Perth, we were kind of pulling our hair out a little bit, but, mate, we're grateful to have the opportunity at the same time. I know a lot of people in Victoria are doing it really tough, so me personally, I'm really grateful that I get the chance to be up here and go out and represent the Cats.
Speaking with Cat star Cam Guthrie, thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Here's Mark Neild.
Cam, congratulations on the win, also your own form. I'm a bit with Benny. It was just great to watch you and the likes of, say, Sam Menegola, when the game needed to be won tonight. Often in the past, Geelong followers, you know, you looked for the name of a Selwood or a Dangerfield or a Duncan, but nowadays, at least over the last month, it's like yourself and Sam leading the charge. So really well done there. You did say one thing that really pricked my interest. You said that you felt that you could have, in a respectful manner, that you felt you could have put away North Melbourne earlier than what you did. Now, as a senior player, you've said you've been on the list for 10 years, played 170-odd games. Could you tell our listeners, how are you going to go about that during the week? Is that something that you go to the coaches and you talk about, or you as a senior player, do you go to the younger players and point things out, or do you do it as a whole team? Can you explain how you're going to handle that one?
Yeah, thanks, Mark, first of all. But, yeah, I guess off the top of my head, I'm just thinking of a couple of missed set shots, maybe that one with Mitch, who I think saw Sam late. I'll give him that. And I remember...
well, very politically correct, mate.
I remember kicking a hawk inside 50. I think he handballed to Tom Atkins. He might have thought it wasn't far enough, and so he thought he had to play on. So probably just a little bit of a mindset, maybe a little bit more composure. I mean, coming off 4 days... I guess science tells us that our bodies and our minds might not be fully recovered and that kind of thing. So it's kind of hard to put our finger on, but I think there'll be some vision there available from the coaches and that players can have a look at as well and just kind of see. I don't think it was necessarily just inside 50. I think it was all over the ground. Some of our ball movement forward wasn't quite at its best. So plenty to work on, but I think overall we're pretty satisfied after tonight.
Yeah, you should be too. Hey, a great explanation. There's 10 years of experience going into that answer. You picked up everything. That's easy for us. You know, we're watching from our K-Rock Hub. Easy to pick up. So thank you for that. Now, you said, rightio, you're off to play golf. Who's going with you? And what are some of the other pastimes that the boys are going to take over the next day or two to take their mind off it before they have to switch on for the Saints next Monday? So who are the golfers and what else is going on up there?
Mate, there's a lot of golf clubs up here, so I think a couple of the boys will get out tomorrow. I might head out with my brother. There's a few bikes, so I might go for a little coffee ride in the morning, put the Lycra on.
Put the Lycra there. On?
Get amongst it. So a few little activities. The weather was cracking today up here in Queensland. I think it's the same again tomorrow. But yeah, mate, a few different things. I know Luke Dalhouse was into his trade school stuff yesterday too, so... We'll try and stay active physically, but keep the mind ticking over as well. It's it's a little bit of a different situation, so people kind of adjust at their own rate. Luke's injured as well, so a lot of different scenarios and a lot of things to work through for individuals. But hopefully, if we keep winning and well, that's kind of one way to stay happy, but kind of getting amongst each other and staying as a united group will make sure we're okay as well, I think.
Cam, will you get together as a group tomorrow night and watch the St Kilda game?
Probably not. I'll flick it on, I think, and have a look. I've seen a little bit of them this year, and they're obviously playing really good footy. So, I mean, we've kind of really set ourselves for this patch of games. I think we've got St Kilda and then Port Adelaide from memory. Can you guys confirm or
that's correct, yep. We can confirm.
yep, good. And then we kind of don't know what's happening. So we've really set ourselves for these two games, and that starts with the Saints early next week.
Are you having a hair off with Brian Myers, Cam? You've really let it go, and even the beard as well. Did you go and sort of exchange tips with Luke McDonald on beard growth and the like?
Mate, I had a trim a few months ago, and I'll tell you, the girlfriend was happy about that, but she has come up to Queensland, so it's getting a little bit full again, so I wouldn't be surprised if next week you saw it off. But just on grind. I thought he was outstanding tonight.
Yeah, he was.
He's probably one that really did take his chances. He's been working really hard the last couple of weeks too. Maybe hasn't kicked as many goals in those games, but it's so handy when you have someone that bobs up and takes those chances.
Absolutely. Hey, Cam, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the hit of golf tomorrow. Maybe just go, if you haven't played for a while, maybe just the 4-iron off the tee to start. Don't go with the driver early. Just play yourself into it. You know that.
Good call, Kingy. I like it, mate. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Mark.
Good to talk. Thanks, Cam. Cam Guthrie joining us there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun? Get on the water with Geelong
Marine World.
He's very
fond of his golf, Cam.
He loves
having a smack.
Yep.
And his brother.
GeelongMarineWorld.com.au. Of course, they're a Geelong family-owned and managed business. You'll find them on the Port Arlington Road at Moorlap, and they have Bellarine Peninsula's newest and largest indoor display of new boats. They have names like big brands Suzuki, Savage, Leisure Cat, Baysport, and Tournament Pleasure Boats, and also excited to announce they are now dealers for Hanes Signature Boats. All your boating needs in one location at Geelong Marine World. We're in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. We're going to come back and wrap things up. We've got our head-to-head to go through for Geelong Insurance Brokers. Stats Curse Hire, Steamatic Standout, your disaster restoration experts, they are Hamlin Hanger, Goal of the Day for APCO Service Stations, and we'll look ahead to tomorrow night. But the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, of course, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale. Geelong tonight by 33 points over the Kangaroos. And number one ticket holder, Warra Lily, bringing you Live, Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warra Lily. Sure, you can't exactly get out there and explore Australia at the moment, but those days will be back soon, and we want you to be ready for them. We've got 20 of the best holidays lined up, and we need you to choose your own adventure. Each day, two holidays go head-to-head. You vote for your favourite, and at the end, one lucky person will score the getaway of their dreams. Just as soon as getaways become a reality again. A romantic trip to Broome. Family fun on the Gold Coast. Or exploring the Barossa with your bestie. You decide. With K-Rocks, choose your own adventure. For VFA Learning Geelong. Get qualified for the career you want.
Warra Lily, Geelong's multi-award-winning community, keeps getting better. It's a place for families to grow in a strong, self-contained community that leads the way in community services. With the Armstrong Creek School, St Catherine of the Siena Primary, three childcare centres and the Armstrong Creek East Community Centre all delivered. Plus Oberon High's new state-of-the-art campus opens next year. A great range of home builder scheme ready land is now selling. To find out more, see warralily.com.au.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season!
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Gully Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moorlap.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warra Lily.
That's just three goals as a
fifth quarter for Signature Homes.
Talk when we come back on here.
City to Surf Solar.
Sorry about that, Tom.
City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essington Street, Grove.
Like that wasn't saying anything inappropriate.
What did you want to do for the Hamlin Hanger, Benny?
Well, we could do. because there was literally no Hamlin hangers.
No, it wasn't a night for high marking.
Usually the Hamlin hangers are all over the show.
Yep.
Tonight there was, for whatever reason, everyone was bolted to terra firma.
Yeah, you know Hamlin, they're distinctively local and they've built themselves an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully
finished homes. I don't know if the prize got it queued up. We could play a couple of goals that were, well, they weren't the APCO service station goal or not, but they were Hamlin hanger plays of the day. There's been a lot of stuff on the run.
We'll come back to those.
Okay.
We have done a lot of stuff on. We've got Myers three goals now. Bryza wants to eat. The voice from above has spoken.
We've been told the spoons come out and the pants are off.
He's growing Myers.
Stanley, hand passes to Menegola. Menegola inboard. Myers will kick the goal. Myers shoots and Myers drills the goal. He doesn't miss the kid. He'll go out on that customary arc and he drives home his third. He's a good kick for goal, I keep telling you. He doesn't miss, he's got three. This is to close that gap. He comes in, it's awkward, but geez, it's effective. Look at that, the umpire, the goal umpire, did not have to move a sinew of his being.
No, he did not. Grind Myers, a career high, four goals tonight as the Cats got the job done by 23 points. Let's start with some stats. Benny, can you just go through some key numbers out of the evening, please?
Yeah, so the Cats had three more inside 50s. They had about 40 more disposals. They had 23 more marks, 10 more clearances, 19 more contested possessions. North Melbourne had 12 more tackles. So a lot of the statistical areas were in favour of the blue and white horizontal arrangements and
the Cats wear.
So they wear horizontal and the other mob wear the vertical arrangement. That's how that should be known, just so there's no jumper clash, the horizontal arrangements versus the vertical arrangements. Guthrie ended up, the man we spoke to post-game, 29 touches, 6 clearances, which was a team high, 7 inside 50s, which was also a team high, and 3 tackles. Menegola, good, 28. Fogarty, really big after quarter time. It's a good game from him, 23 touches. So he's starting to gain a little bit of confidence. Jack Stephen, best game for the Cats, 21 touches. He only had... He had 14 of them in the first half, so he quiet a second half, but 21 is still good overall. Duncan, 20. Blitzov, 19. Stewart had 17. Dangerfield, 17, including a crucial... Well, I don't know if it was crucial, but he went into the midfield, virtually all game up forward. When North Melbourne were making some sort of surge, they put Dangerfield into the middle in the last quarter. He got the clearance. Geelong got a goal through Mitch Duncan and basically shut the gate. Tui 16 was okay, playing not in defence, but further up the ground. Hawkins, I thought, was really good. 14 possessions, 7 marks, 3 goals, 2. And Grind Myers, 11 possessions, 4 goals. Zach Guthrie, 11 possessions and kicked the first 2 goals of his career, including the first one where he actually wasn't trying to kick the goal. He was just trying to hack it inside forward 50, and it wafted and it poffed it, and it bounced 713 times and it went through for a goal. Simpkin for the Roos, 25, was good after quarter time. Anderson tried hard with 22 touches, 5 tackles. Higgins, K-Rock's own 20 touches. Luke McDonald, 18. Dumont, 16. And Big Goldstein, 15 touches and 3 marks. But in the end, it was the Cats who just got a little bit of something from everybody. Even Brad Close was their lowest possession winner on the night with 6 touches. Did a couple of nice little things that kept him involved. Atkins was quiet again, but still got involved at certain times. Henderson and Taylor, okay, down back, albeit with low possessions. But they just got a little bit of something for everyone. And when you're playing your second game in 4 days, that's what you're going to need. And the Cats were just too good in front of a crowd of 2,282, which in the second half, particularly sort of from midway through the third quarter to the end of the game, were able to maintain an extraordinary rage up there at the Gabba.
Fantastic. Good work. Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982, I can tell you, at the Adelaide Oval, Melbourne 2-2-14, leading Adelaide 1-3-9. Tommy Duday has just taken a nice mark just off the KFC Twitter, and they're still open and frying, offering contactless, delicious KFC. Jan, good that we have depth and can spread the load, good management of loads, and looking forward to seeing how the team changes each round. They Cats No, they did a good job. Dangerfield playing forward. Stanley Huge and I... I don't want to demar. Stanley Huge and I'll leave it at that. Sometimes you've got to pre-read these because you can get caught out. Vlad Carrick, number 12, played well. Matt Dorr should have put the game away in the second quarter. That last kick inside 50 was killing us. Good output from Steve, and also love the young boys like Fogs running through the middle. Win is a win. Andrew Daly, happy with the 4 points. A few areas to improve, but we can do it. And there are numerous tweets as we pose the usual question. Just one of the thoughts of Cat fans. Donna, nice win after a short turnaround. So a 5-day break now for the Cats as opposed to St Kilda, who will have a 4-day break off the Gold Coast. We roll out of our stats into the Steamatic standout. They've been delivering solutions and saving properties as well as restoring lives in the Greater Geelong area for 25 years. Nealty, who's your Steamatic standout?
Well, difficult decision. There were lots of really good contributors tonight for the Cats. You said about the Cats needed a lot of contributors on such a small break. They did really well. But for me, Grian Myers was the standout player on the ground. 4 goals straight, particularly he kicked 3 in the first half when his teammates at some, they just, as we heard from Cam Guthrie, some of them couldn't hit the side of a barn when they were shooting at goal. He bobs up, kicks a career high 4 goals. So I thought for me, he was the standout player of the evening. So congratulations to him.
Steamatic standout. Your disaster restoration experts are Steamatic. You'll find them Essington Street in Grovedale. Our head-to-head, Nealty, you're keeping an eye on 3 head-to-head matchups for Geelong Insurance Brokers. Now, with more than 32 years in the insurance industry, Don, the managing director, and all the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers, they work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premiums. Stanley and Goldstein.
Well, from a Geelong perspective, that's a win for Stanley, because the form that Goldstein has been in all season, I thought Stanley was fantastic. So points to him, clearly through the eyes of Geelong, but they would be really happy with his output.
Dangerfield and Higgins.
Probably draw, I reckon. They played differently. Sean Higgins was up and around the ball, so his disposal numbers will be high. When Dangerfield was needed to perform, he went in, won some crucial clearances and was dangerous down forward. Kept them away from Hawkins, who had a good game. So he played a role there.
And Hawkins and Brown, unfortunately, Ben Brown out injured early for St John of God.
And Tom Hawkins played particularly well. Brown, that's disappointing. We know he's struggled this year so far, and now he's injured and he's up there in the hub and all the challenges that come with that. But Tommy Hawkins was the best key forward on the ground, without doubt.
3 goals, 2.
Around the grounds, Melbourne are leading Adelaide 3-2-20. The Crows are 1-4-10, probably closing in there on quarter time.
Yeah, thank you for that, Benny. 3 goals, 2 for Tom Hawkins. Now gives him 40 goals from 16 games against the Kangaroos. So he averages 2.5 goals a game against them. Goal of the day for APCO Service Stations. They've got fresh food ready to go, Benny. Grab a toasted Sanger or a few steamed dimmies after the game. Where's their goal of the day coming from?
They'd have some Aussie flaring stuff there at APCO Service Stations, no doubt, particularly as you're trundling home from the foosball. Kingy, you'll probably call in there, will you, for just whip yourself into a bit of a steamed dimmy, I would have thought.
Ooh, so.
Our APCO Service Station goal of the night wasn't a Geelong goal. Myers kicked a few good ones, but it went to a former Gold Coast Sun who's now wearing the number 43 for the Shinboners, Aaron Hall. In the fourth quarter, he produced his best Dustin Martin impersonation. Dumont goes towards Hall. Hall can have a flying shot at goal, and Hall can kick the APCO Service Station goal of the night. It was hard up on the boundary and he split the middle. And it was just when North were just sort of starting to, well, I don't know if they threatened, but they were just starting.
Well, I got to 15 points.
Yeah, so they were probably starting to put a little bit of pressure on the Cats. And that was partly because of a wonderful goal by Aaron Hall, who ended the night with pretty modest stats by his efforts in terms of he can find a bit of it. But he just had 8 effective disposals for the evening.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you. Just doing a quick calculation. The Cats are now 6-4. They play St Kilda and Port Adelaide, which is a massive fortnight for the Cats. And then they've got 5
rounds.
So they've
got St Kilda on Monday.
Port Adelaide on Friday.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So then, and then after that, there's the great unknown.
So they've got 5 games left after that. Off the top of my head, they've got Adelaide, Essendon, Richmond, Sydney, and the Bulldogs as the 5 clubs they haven't played.
Okay. So the next 2 weeks, well, I said tonight was crucial, but the next 2 weeks really could define their season.
Yeah. That,
you know, you start the year, I know St Kilda have been really good this year, but it's a game, you know, Geelong play well, you'd think they're a really good chance of beating St Kilda. And Port Adelaide are flying, but I'm not sure that anybody's 100% convinced that they are as good as their
record right now suggests. They're certainly playing really well. I'm not taking anything away from them. So if Geelong could somehow find a way to win those two matches and be 8-4, would it be?
Correct.
That would set them up with that run home.
And you would think they're beating Adelaide, they're beating Sydney, they're probably, you know, better than 50-50 against Essendon and the Bulldogs.
Oh, they'll beat them.
And then Richmond's the tricky
one.
Well,
that's where you steal yourself. But, I mean, you probably...
You hope the AFL have got a sense of adventure with the fixture and look at the ladder when they're doing. And I know they're a bit confined, but they're going to play round 17 and 18 more than likely as your traditional Thursday to Sunday.
Yep.
And that they will go, gee, what if we got plenty of eyes around a Friday night Geelong-Richmond game in round 17 or 18 where there's potentially top four on the line? So the Cats might avoid getting Richmond in that compressed fixture.
That'd be good.
And then,
So, Nick, for Monday night,
yep.
who potentially comes in for the Cats?
Well, you'd think all of Parfitt, Colajasny, Rowan and Radaglia come back.
So who would go out? Taylor or Henderson, one of them?
One of those two.
Yep. Who else would
go? See, Constable's a chance to come back as well because it was a concussion and it will be by the time he comes back. Why don't you get 9 days? So they may actually go a bit longer.
I mean,
one of Guthrie or Menegola. I know they're playing really well, but it's not as if they've been resting. They've been doing the bulk of the minutes through the midfield. That's going to take it out of them.
So who?
How does Jack Stephen pull up after?
Yeah, Grind Myers.
5 days.
Travels a lot of.
Ooh, he covers K's, but he's an aerobic beast.
Yeah, he doesn't. He plays an outside role. He doesn't play crash and bash.
Does Abusey get a rest? Although he's also an athletic beast.
But when you talk about the athletic beast, one of the things that we do know is those fast twitch fibre athletes, so the ones with real speed, they're in the danger area for injury if they're not fully recovered because they don't just – they either go flat out or not at all.
But Myers isn't your – he doesn't have – he's not quick. He's not slow, but he's not super quick. He's smart. Yeah. He gets into good spots, but he is an endurance athlete.
Yeah,
he can run like a frightened farmer.
Yeah, well, he might need to, but even the frightened farmers need a spell every now and then.
Could you know how that expression comes? Because as soon as a farmer sees any sort of catastrophe heading his way, he's 17 paddocks across in about 2 seconds.
He's a Joel Selwood's 24 Ks.
Yeah, he's
not Pete Ryan's.
No, that's our expression. And I really love the call from Wendy, who's knitting up a storm, but she's also providing since Nelson lost his optic. Yeah. The old optic nerve.
Nelson might have been a farmer. He's running that fast.
I'm just typing it. Nelson lost his optic.
It's a great expression from Wendy. I've never heard that expression.
So Nelson lost his eye. Horatio Lord Nelson. Yeah. Lost the sight in his right eye, where he lost it at the Battle of Kelvey.
Oh, the old Battle of Kelvey.
Oh, yeah.
Were you there that night? We covered that, didn't we?
And he would later lose his right arm at the Battle of Santa Cruz de Tenerife in 1797.
He's having a bad trot.
You know what he should have done? He should have been managed. Yeah. Still had both arms.
apparently he had a lot of fast twitch fibers.
So there we go. That would be why Wendy took us back in time. Tomorrow night, we're back from 6 o'clock. You and I.
How are you?
You and me.
Oh, I'm not. Who's back? When are the Cats playing? Monday. I'm
Monday.
Seeing you Monday.
See you there, Neildy.
St Kilda.
Gold Coast and St Kilda tomorrow night.
Wow.
I think Lee Brown's with us tomorrow.
So Nathan Buckley's into the quarterfinals against Nicole Brown.
In the semi-final against Liz Smiley.
He's beaten Liz Smiley.
So the front bar, which we're just watching from the K-Rock Hub, is just extracting the P155 out of Nathan Buckley. And I'll play Wendy Turnbull in the final.
Oh, Rabbit Turnbull.
He needs to win 50, doesn't he, to be square?
Yes. Wonder what the first prize is. You haven't spoken to him this week, have you, Neildy?
No, I can't rub it.
No, fair enough.
Pretty funny.
Bryce are back at K-Rock HQ working under sufferance tonight, has done a wonderful job. Talking about working under sufferance, we call him Grumpy Dave. He's got a reason to be tonight. He's had to work a little bit tough tonight. So well done, Davey Collins. 28 years and he's been thrown all sorts of challenges in 2020 to get K-Rock football to air. Neildy, we'll see you Monday night.
Looking forward to it, King.
Good luck to the West Coast Fever Girls.
Yes, they're in their little condensed season. They got Sunday, Tuesday.
Benny, see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, thank you, Lions, and thank you, Ball.
We'll be back then. Looking forward to it. Gold Coast and St Kilda. from 6 o'clock, catching up with Suns footy manager Johnny Haynes pre-game, and Lee Brown is going to join us in the K-Rock Hub. But we are done after seeing the Cats with a 33-point win over North Melbourne. Thanks to Warrilili. You heard it all on
K-Rock Footy! Was okay. It's taken by Jackson Marnie's flying shot at goal, and the first is on the board in 19 seconds. So Hawkins will swing round on the left and he kicks the goal. APCO Service Station, goal of the night contender from Tom Hawkins, non-preferred left. Stevie J curve, not a problem.
Fogarty, kick inside 50, Zach Guthrie, over the head of Stanley, rolling ball, and it's through, I reckon. I reckon Zach Guthrie might have the first goal of his career.
Stanley, hand passes to Menegola. Menegola inboard. Myers will kick the goal. Myers shoots and Myers drills the goal. He doesn't miss the kid.
Boundary throwing. Ball eludes both ruckman one of those Hawkins. Here's Myers back in the pack. Myers left foot snap. Myers is kicking the goal. Oh, wow. He was like a seagull on a hot chip.
He'll go out on the customary arc and he drives home his third. He's a good kick for goal, I keep telling you. He doesn't miss, he's got three. Myers goes to centre-half forward. Duncan marks. Duncan runs into the open goal. He'll go over the top, and he's missed. He has missed. This is to close that gap. He comes in, it's awkward, but geez, it's effective. Look at that, the umpire, the goal umpire, did not have to move a sinew on his beam.
Knocked it away, picked it up, then snapped a high ball to the pocket. Stanley positioned himself. Could mark Simpson in the goal square, and this definitely hit his boot.
Dumont goes towards Hall. Hall can have a flying shot at goal, and Hall can kick the APCO Service Station goal of the night. And I think he may have done so. He's on the runway. Zach Guthrie kicks the sausage roll. He's got two. There'll be high fives all round. Could he win the Coleman?
Close front position in a one-on-one. Good spoil by Bonner. Front of the pack, socket off the ground. Fogarty, Duncan, open goal square. Rolling, rolling, rolling and goaling and maybe putting this one to bed.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.